Or is it the one where it's playing with a ball of yarn? No, I think it's the one where it has on a hilarious sombrero. Oh, what does it matter? All kitty posters say the same thing. Smile, Morgan, because a world with adorable kitties is a world worth living in. Remember, I'm talking about kitty posters, not bunny posters. I hate bunnies. I see a bunny on the road, I'll hit it with my car. Stupid bunnies. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse adorable kitty posters.
It's my policy to never suggest you spend money where I haven't spent my own. And that's why I'm a proud three-time purchaser at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, and suggest the next time you have need for an extra vehicle or you have a new driver in the family, you start your shopping with Tip Tames and that incredible team they've got at Jack Ingram. First of all, it's not going to be like your typical or what you perceive to be your typical used car shopping experience. The utmost in professionalism. They have a great inventory of all types of vehicles. In fact, I bought basically what was a brand new Rogue, but it was a signature used car with only 2,000 miles on it. I was able to get the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper mileage. And you know what else I did? I lowered my payment by $130 a month. I'll tell you, that is a great team of people there, and we are not once, but twice, but three times very happy with the deals we got at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass. But you can browse online because they're proud of those cars. They've all got good vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies, and you can shop with confidence because the Ingram team of mechanics has carefully vetted the quality of the engine in every single vehicle. JackIngram.com or stop by and see Tip and his team. The Budells have done it three times, and we will be back. Another big holiday weekend right around the corner, and many of you will be hitting the road. I have a suggestion for you. Do what I did before I hit the road. I got my car to Don Duncan, downtown at 408 Madison, had their state-of-the-art diagnostics run on my vehicle. Their certified technicians checked all the fluids, changed the oil, rotated, did a rolling inspection on the tires, removed anything that was embedded, plugged the hole, and now I can travel with confidence. And that's what you want. If you've waited for weeks, months, for a couple of days off, why have it ruined by a problem with your car that could have been avoided with the best preventive maintenance on the planet? And that's what you'll get at all three Don Duncan locations. In addition, tires at true wholesale prices. You name the brand, they can get it for you at a wholesale price and give you a price that includes installation. They're the best. If you need a ride back to your office or house or a pickup to get back with your car, just ask. That's all you got to do. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations at three locations. Downtown at 408 Madison, like I mentioned, on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and in twice a day, Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Mr.
Sandman. Okay, now it's time for our Independence Day sale at Mr. Sandman, which will be a short sale because we will be closed July 3rd and 4th so we can party with our kids and grandchildren. But don't worry, like everywhere else, this sale will be held over for another week or two. We now have fabulous new lineups from Soda, Beauty Rest, Jameson, Sutherland, and Diamond Mattress. We will be wheeling and dealing all summer, giving you the largest selection of mattresses, headboards, and beds at the very best prices. We have everything from extra firm to sink-in luxurious plush, from quality budget sets, really nice middle-of-the-road sets, to absolutely fabulous luxury mattresses, most unique to this area. We also sell adjustable bases for less every day. Mr. Sandman has mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. We're on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Okay, all you 1970 Lee graduates, we're planning our 50th reunion. This is the one you can't miss. Everyone's forgiven you. Come see long-lost friends. Contact Becky Leake or me on Facebook. It will be fun.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Got a pretty typical last weekend in June forecast. Today, a sudden cloud mix, high around 93. Tonight's low 72. Scattered, random, hit or miss storms here and there. Tomorrow and Sunday, the storms will be in greater supply. More to go around. A better chance you'll encounter one. High both days will be in the lower 90s. And then the storms thin out Monday through Wednesday as July begins and the heat is on. Mid-90s for a high triple-digit heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It might be crazy wearing stripes of plastic.
Biggest and baddest broadcast of the land, and this Friday show is going to definitely be big and bad. And by bad, I mean very, very good. Welcome to Happy Hour. I'm Joey Clark. We got Southern Wood here. We got Dave, Clay, and Eddie Bader. Oh, my
and
Lord!
And here they are.
I'm fired up, gentlemen. I'm fired up because we have taken over the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this whole crew and cast of characters never been at this time together.
That's right.
Yep. On the radio airwaves.
Shock jocks. Fixing it weird.
It's going to get real.
Oh, we're going to get weird. I mean, I'm here, so, you know.
We can start off by saying I hate that you miss Terry and I talking about Bob Lazar yesterday.
Seriously, dude. I know. I was, and I still haven't watched the stupid, I just haven't watched the documentary.
It's a
That's
little,
probably my plan for tonight.
It's a little overdone. It's That's a little too focused on the documentary maker.
That's what you said, yeah.
But,
he seems, I looked him up after I listened to both of them on Rogan. He seems very, like,
yeah.
You know, he's got to have a trust fund or something, right?
Like, where I don't trust him is that I look at him, he's got the silver hair and the beard. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he dyes it silver.
Oh, yeah. He wants to be the
silver fox.
Yeah. Yeah, he was born in like 77. So, I mean, it's like, I mean, not that I couldn't go prematurely gray or whatever.
Yeah, but, that's you know. What I do to my hair. That's right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I dye.
That's what I do to my beard right here.
Individual strands.
Right. I got that Just for Men, like, almost gray.
So, on Friday on Happy Hour, folks, we take your requests at 272-9228 for anything you want to hear in Greg's very old, dusty vault. I have my rubber gloves out, though, for the vault and other things, and we're going to have some fun with it. So anything you want to hear, 272-9228, we'll put it on. Did y'all watch the debate?
Okay.
Well, within reason. As long as I don't get fired.
I was going to request would get us fired for just saying it.
Okay. Well, never mind then. Never mind.
Just saying.
Did y'all watch the debate last night?
I have not seen either of the debates.
I did what I always do, and I just, like, looked through Twitter and saw clips.
Okay.
I didn't get to. I was actually showing houses on the lake last night, so no complaints.
Okay, nice. You know what it did to me, though? I was telling Eddie this off air, that when I watch these debates, whether it's Republican or Democrat, because it stresses me out just thinking, oh, I'm going to watch this crap, my diet just goes out. I'm like a young woman, like her heartbroken or that time of the month.
Yeah.
Last night, what I had for dinner was a whole tub of French onion dip and a whole pint of, like, double chocolate brownie Ben and Jerry's.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that's what I ate. I put down 2,000 calories of straight sugar and fat.
Did you say you had to eat brownies before you watched the debate?
No, unfortunately, not that type of brownies.
Kind of like Marianne Williamson?
Yeah. She, by the way, Lord.
Wait a minute. A friend of mine texted me this. This is gold. It says, I should have had it queued up before I said it. Marianne Williamson now leading among voters currently on mushrooms. Which, I mean, well?
Yeah. No, and I was, excuse, like, the forceful language as much as we can be, but as I'm watching the debates, before the big showdown between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and the whole, would you support, I was that little girl. It was even before that, where they're about to go to break, and Biden, I think, said, oh, is my time up? Oh, okay. But he was just not answering questions very well, and then it hit me. And I went, damn it, Donald Trump! Damn it! He does look sleepy.
Sleepy, like, Joe.
Dadgum. And then Bernie came across as crazy. Trump knows how to label him.
Yeah. You think?
I'll give him credit where it's due. Oh, and yeah, Biden did not look good. I remember Joe from the Obama years.
He looked bad last night.
Did not look good.
Physically. His,
and he was stumbling all over his words. Like, it wasn't succinct.
What's the thing that, I mean, when he's, like, if he were to win when he's inaugurated, he would be 79?
Yeah.
Like, that's old as dirt.
Yeah, that's not good.
I saw another tweet, too, that said that, statistically speaking, there is a 1 in 3 chance of, like, Sanders, Trump, Biden, and the I think maybe Stephen Breyer and RBG, and there was one more. There's a 1 in 3 chance that all of them will not be with us on Inauguration Day 2020.
Really? Wow.
Just because, I mean, that's how old, like, I mean, people.
Right.
Like,
well, things happen.
You're right.
Things do happen.
I mean, there's something like over 45, Klabe. It's something like
easy now,
every year your chance of dying, like, doubles or so. It's something insane.
I got three months, man.
By the way, another programming note. I'm just feeling the energy of this room right now. Dave, Clay, Eddie,
you're feeling the crystals.
Yeah, feeling the energy. No, seriously, have you not watched Clay any of this Marianne Williamson woman?
No, I. Baron actually played a clip of all things today.
Yeah.
He actually played a clip, and I heard something, but no, I saw nothing about it. Didn't watch any highlights or anything.
Here's the thing that is Sean Trendy at RCP, which is Real Clear Politics.
Yeah,
he said a friend passes along the morbid thought that there's a reasonable chance either Trump, Biden, Sanders, McConnell, Pelosi, Breyer, or RBG aren't with us on Election Day 2020. I did some back of the envelope math, and it's about a 1 in 3 chance. And then this is kind of crazy.
That's shocking, man.
Because a guy replies, he says, by comparison to today, it's little noted how many presidents and presidential candidates in the 40s, 50s, and 60s died in their mid 60s. FDR was 63, LBJ was 64, Stevenson 65, Humphrey 66, Dewey 68, Taft 63, Kefauver 60, Vandenberg 67, and Wendell Willkie died when he was only 52.
Wow.
Calvin Coolidge died at 61, Warren Harding died at 58, Woodrow Wilson died at 68, and Hoover and Truman. Hoover made it to 90, Truman 88, Carter's 94 and counting, Ford 93, Reagan 93, HW 94.
Yeah,
so it's kind of crazy. In a generation,
yeah,
people were living 20 to 30 years longer.
And it's, yeah. I think it's medicine, but I think it is also lifestyle. I think people just, I've seen old, like, wedding videos of my grandparents. Every single person is smoking unfiltered cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. One of the greatest visuals is, remember when Lyndon, like, left the White House and he went nuts and he grew his hair long? In 72, McGovern went down to, like, get his endorsement or whatever, and he didn't like hippies, so he was, like, reluctant to do it. But, you know, he's like, well, I guess I'm a Democrat. But he tells this story about Lyndon. This is how he ate. He had a steak in front of him. A steak and a glass of bourbon, right?
Oh, wow.
And he would take a hit off his cigarette, put the cigarette down, cut a piece of steak, put salt on it, puff his cigarette, eat the steak, swallow bourbon, puff the cigarette, repeat.
Wow. Wait, and the thing
talk about being in God mode.
Yeah. The weirdest thing to me there, he would individually salt each piece of steak.
Yeah. Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. So a guy whose diet was essentially like cigarettes, red meat, salt, and bourbon.
He just kind of jerked himself.
And he died at 64. I'm shocked.
That long.
Crazy. Yeah, but it is getting older. And I did, though, my God, I have to say the smarmiest person in politics today is Eric Swalwell. Oh, my Lord. Like, pass the torch. I thought it was a good line, yeah.
Which one is he?
He's the California congressman.
Oh, okay.
He wants to do the mandatory gun buyback from all Americans.
Yep. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
And number one, it's like, dude, I'm not a huge gun guy, but I've grown up in Alabama. Good luck with that.
Right. Oh, did somebody mention guns?
It's a gun show.
No, he's the guy who mentioned, well, we have nukes. So, of course, people will give up their guns. Like, okay, you're going to nuke
Ohio?
Yeah. Yeah, what are you talking about?
When they don't
about?
Give it up, you're going to nuke Bama?
No, he had a good line against Joe, but, you know, that was about his
when he overplayed it. Yeah. Like, he could have just stuck with it.
Right.
But it's just too rehearsed. He also, and being a young man, I understand this, you could see he had the young man nerves at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, he's a little shaky, a little about to cry.
I saw that in the clip today.
You know what I always think is funny is that, like, when you, these things reveal how terrible of public speakers most of these people are.
Yeah.
You want to know why this lady actually was a hit? It wasn't just what she said. It's that she can string two sentences together,
Marianne Williams,
without going
right.
I mean, these people, like, you think they talk for a living, and half of them are like functionally illiterate.
Well, here's Marianne.
Healthcare is a human right.
Oh Lord, Bernie.
To make you profitable.
All right, Ms. Williamson, this is a question for you. Excuse me. The question, Ms. Williamson, we've been talking a lot about access to health insurance, but for many Americans, their most pressing concern is the high cost of health care. How would you lower the cost of prescription drugs?
Well, first of all, the government should never have made a deal with the big pharma that they couldn't negotiate. That was just part of the regular corruption by which multinational corporations have their way with us. You know, I want to say that I'm with Senator Bennett and others, but I agree with almost everything here. I'll tell you one thing. It's really nice that we got all these plans, but if you think we're going to beat Donald Trump by just having all these plans, you got another thing coming. Because he didn't win by saying he had a plan. He won by simply saying, make America great again. We've got to get deeper than just these superficial fixes, as important as they are. Even if we're just talking about the superficial fixes, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a health care system in the United States. We have a sickness care system in the United States. We just wait till somebody gets sick, and then we talk about who's going to pay for the treatment and how they're going to be treated.
Right.
What we need to talk about is why so many Americans have unnecessary chronic illnesses, so many more compared to other countries. And that gets back into not just the big pharma, not just health insurance companies. It has to do with chemical policies. It has to do with environmental policies. It has to do with food policies.
And that is the thing. She was one of the most eloquent people up there on the stage.
She is a very effective communicator. Seeing it on, seeing her body language and the way that she was presenting herself as well as the thoughts she was making, I mean, actually pretty good thoughts.
Barron and I were like, wait a minute, does she listen to the show? Like, half of her talking points are what Barron talks about.
But no, that's an excellent point, Dave. She's a very good communicator. We've got this one guy running for mayor always saying when he's talking and... What's your cell phone number? I don't remember, you know?
Basically, Clay,
Well, basically. I mean, that's what.
Well, and she's strangely attractive. I've said strangely on purpose because, I mean, she could be, you know, normal,
she's
traditional.
She's got that big witch enemy.
Yeah, she's got a little bit of the crazy eyes.
Oh, definitely.
A little.
Just a little.
If that woman was in a restaurant that you walked into in Montgomery, Alabama, you would walk out. You would be like, something weird's going on here.
You don't know me then. I would walk towards her.
Pull up a chair, Joey?
I'm going to end up dead one day.
Okay,
you know?
I would be like, we got to go.
You know good and well that woman has got a necklace under her blouse right there with freaking chicken bones on it.
Yes. That's what I said. She's got, I mean, you know.
And a crystal.
You know she did some kind of.
Definitely some crystal.
She did some kind of incantation with like a bag with like a giant toenail and a 12-sided die and like a chicken beak. And like she like rolled it up and like, you know, threw it on the ground and was like, aha, I will beat Biden tonight.
Good Lord.
If the 12-sided die lands on 13, Bernie's out.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, you've been holding through all this. What's up?
Hey. Yeah. I heard one of y'all say she was hot.
She is
strangely attractive.
She'll be 67 years old in a couple months.
She's definitely a witch.
So, yeah. Jim, you're an ageist? You don't think that older women can be hot?
She's a chick off Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I mean,
she's Melisandre.
isn't she Oprah? Wasn't she Oprah Winfrey's spiritual advisor or something?
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, okay.
And she apparently officiated the wedding for Liz Taylor's like seventh wedding
is something completely different. Y'all talk about. I guess you saw in the news. They've been running that story about that college girl that they found her murdered. You know what? They're not going to tell you the whole story, but the girl was a prostitute.
Oh,
you know, yeah. Well, she was. That's the weird part. The media played her up as a Utah went to the college, and she was majoring on.
Where'd you get
but
this
she
from?
Was leading a double life. See it on the. Yeah, they've already got a thing on. You can catch on one of the news sites on the internet.
Okay,
she was on this website called Sugar Daddy, and she was a sugar baby.
Well,
and she was dating men that, you know, look for rich men that one day. And she posted pictures of herself, scantily clothed, and stuff like that. And,
oh my!
And that's what the deal was. And, I mean, if you're doing something like that and you're meeting somebody at 3 o'clock in the morning in a park. You know, that's not going to end well.
Wait a minute. It's like we said on the earlier show. Are you victim blaming, Jim?
No. I'm just saying that it's...
He's ageist and victim blaming.
She was presented, you know, the story's presented on TV as a wholesome, young, wholesome college student.
You're right.
Yeah, that's,
and she was actually a prostitute. So, I mean...
Doesn't increase
the risks. Sure.
Well, yeah, she's engaged in high-risk behavior, that's what you're saying.
Yeah,
and this guy that killed her, he's some Nigerian guy that was in the service at one time, and he not only killed her, but he took her back to his house and burned her in his backyard. That's...
Damn.
Ah.
You're listening to Happy Hour.
Yeah, I was just
minus
bizarre.
The happy.
Woo.
Joey, man. That brings up a question.
Yeah?
As a young man...
Yes,
that you are. Would and say they ever came out with the opposite of the granddaddy
like
deal,
sugar mama.
Yeah,
would
you take the call, Joey? I mean, I just got to pay well.
I don't know about that.
It's probably cash.
I don't know about that.
I mean,
them lies.
No, because I'd end up with
them lies.
Like, oh Lord,
you ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
Didn't mean to be a downer on your show there, but that was kind of a bizarro story there.
Yeah, I had not heard that.
No, I didn't know
that.
That
is crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, when is the next debate? Because I can't wait. I'm going to really be.
We got to wait. We got to wait until September. So like 6 or 8 weeks away.
I thought there was one in July.
I saw September.
Wow.
We'll look it up.
I thought.
Well, they got.
Yeah, look it up. I think there's one in July.
Okay.
And it's going to be pared down. There'll probably only be about 10 left.
No. Because what they said was that for the one in September, you have to have 4% in the two of the qualifying polls, and you have to have 160,000 donors.
Individual donors.
Yeah.
So but is it September?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know that I would just make. That
yeah, up. I'm thinking. I thought I heard Dan today say it was say something about July.
Well,
we'll look it up, Jim.
Yeah, we'll look
it up. Okay. All right.
Appreciate it. Bye. And we got to hit this break. And Eddie, to answer your question, it depends.
Well, yeah, I don't think you get a choice, Joey. I think you just
know you always have a choice.
Yeah, you have a choice.
Yeah, it's like a dating website profile, just a little more explicit.
Okay, if you think so.
Yeah, seriously.
You ever heard of a pimp?
Yeah, I've heard of.
I don't think you got a choice, Joey.
I think Eddie is offering to be your pimp, Joey.
You ever seen a grown man in pimp and strolls? You ever seen a grown man naked?
I'm not feeling comfortable right now.
I mean, when he walked in with that purple hat on, something was up.
We got to hit a break.
Drinking that blue juice.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A wise man once said, "The quality of the result is remembered long after the price is paid." He was talking about paint. At John Lee Paints, they live by that because they sell Richards paint there. This is where the pros go, because when they quote a price, they want a paint that they can depend on to cover in one coat and leave a beautiful, rich finish, no matter how that room is lit, whether it's by candlelight or brilliant sunshine. You can't see the old paint behind it. You want a result that's going to last and last, you got to use a quality paint. And Richards Paint is the one we recommend. John Lee Paints also is the home for all the color charts in Montgomery for those areas that live by historical codes, like Old Alabama Town, Cloverdale. They can tell you what colors will work, and they can sell you the paint to get the job done as well. Charles Bubba Turner has a great team of painting professionals that will make sure you have everything you need so that when you start your project, you won't have to drop everything and run back. And they can teach you things like patching holes and sell you the products to accomplish those goals. So for the best result, go where the pros go. Your time matters too. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. And tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The best things in life are free. You can give them to the
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health
and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Udell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
At the Home Depot, warmer days means it's time to add Vigoro colored mulch to your landscape. Right now, get 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro mulch helps soil retain moisture and comes in shades of red, brown, or black. If you're looking for a healthier garden and more curb appeal, you're getting warmer. Today is the day for doing with red, white, and blue savings on Vigoro colored mulch. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 60 per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Continental U.S. only.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's Cash. $10 for every $50 spent. Stock up on patriotic tees for the family, starting at only $6.99. Get swimwear for the family, starting at $11.99. Men's flip-flops are $9.99. And the Big One bath towel or pillow is just $2.99. It's not your everyday sale. This Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look around the river region, and our traffic is pretty normal for a Friday afternoon. We have lots of traffic on the boulevard. Everybody's moving along pretty well. There are no big problems on the interstates, and the 31s are all clear. We do see a lot of traffic on Taylor Road between Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road, so be careful in that area. And the Atlanta Highway itself is crowded all the way from Eastdale Mall out to Taylor Road. If you're in the downtown area, Madison Avenue is starting to pick up a lot of congestion, so be careful as you head towards the Atlanta Highway from Madison. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air with LifeFlight. When seconds matter, trained professionals are there for you and those you love. Haynes Ambulance, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey. Oh, welcome back to Happy Hour. Joey Clark sitting in for Greg Bedell. He'll be back Monday. We've got Klabe, we got Dave, and we have Eddie Bader.
Not to be confused with Ralph Nader.
No.
Nor Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Not my grandma.
I do want to... Dave, something you brought up in the first segment, I want to question you on some of your information. I know you like to be factually correct. You said there's a possibility that RBG might not make it to the 2020 election?
Correct.
Run.
Are you one of these prove to me that she's alive people?
I saw the string when she was reading the other day. The ventriloquist.
Why were you looking there?
Back there.
That's what I was thinking, Joey.
Gross, man. Come on, dude.
We checked. The next Democratic debate will be July 30th and 31st in Detroit.
But the parameters that I set out were correct.
Yes, that is correct.
The date. Incorrect.
Well, look at this.
It's mistaken.
Like, all these people want to call in and join the conversation.
As I told that dude earlier today, I haven't been wrong about anything this year, and I'm about to start now.
Hey, Ben, what's up?
Man, just wanted to kind of touch base on that girl out in Utah. You know, earlier today, you guys had a caller called in. And
it was like 5 minutes ago.
Well, that's true. But this was on the earlier show.
Oh.
Talking about the length of her shorts and how that gets her into trouble and getting arrested
for the end scene.
Clay, did you bring it right into it?
I did think about that when he said that. That's why I brought up the victim shaming thing, because that's what Barron said about that other dude.
Yeah, but it seemed like it was like a little less than like a prostitution thing and more of a dating site.
So they claim that it's not necessarily like.
Hold on. Let me interrupt just for a second, Dave.
Just, and I know what you're going to say, and how do I know? Because I know literally everything.
No. I'm saying a dating site where old men are dating young girls, that is not a dating site.
Well, right. No, but what he's saying, though, is that, like, they...
Takes all kinds.
Right.
Right. They sign up, and they don't necessarily... It's not like... So you negotiate the terms, I guess, is the point. The girl says, you know, well, like, for this much money, I'll be, you know, seen with you,
yeah,
or you can
okay.
hang out with me or whatever. And then for, you know, this, or, and, you know, and I guess some of them say for this much money, you know, it's no holds barred.
No, and
okay,
I've,
well, then never mind.
Also, and I've, in the libertarian world, I've followed a girl for a while named Sarah, Sarah Miller, and she said that for 5 years she had an arrangement with a billionaire in New York City. And no, it really would be like, I get to live how I want. He set me up in an apartment, all this stuff. And then he'd come by, and it wasn't just sex. It was like, we'd go to a nice dinner together, we'll go see a concert, we'll go to events together, but, and then also the sex
right.
was involved. But it wasn't like... she had a pimp or anything.
Sounds
it was just
sounds,
no.
sounds a lot like dating to
yeah.
me.
Right, I
just saying.
Like, you know. Well, when the hell, where would he draw? Oh, the money. Well, wait, but hey. There's
oh,
no,
oh, really, the money?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
You know what they say, right?
What's
it's
that?
Good. It's good work if you can get it.
Yeah, they do say that.
Man. Well, you know what? Sure. Morris Day in the Times said though.
What's that?
Gigolos get lonely too.
Well,
yeah. This is why I wouldn't do it.
I understand.
It's only good work if you can get it. If you don't end up dead. So, you know,
I mean, apparently.
You know, part of that.
Again, you're listening to Happy Hour. Thank you, Ben.
All right, see you guys.
World's oldest profession.
Let's quickly go to Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Joy, this is for you.
Okay.
You don't need a pimp. You don't have to be a prostitute. And you can keep your full-time job. You'd just be a substitute, work Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I'll be a temp.
There you go, my boy. There's your work plan.
Thank you, Dan.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Okay.
We're not going to top that this segment. We'll be right back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
At the Home Depot, warmer days means it's time to add Vigoro colored mulch to your landscape. Right now, get 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro mulch helps soil retain moisture and comes in shades of red, brown, or black. If you're looking for a healthier garden and more curb appeal, you're getting warmer. Today is the day for doing with red, white, and blue savings on Vigoro colored mulch. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 60 per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Continental U.S. only.
LSSQ with Alabama News Network. Travel authorities need your help finding 81-year-old James Merriweather. He was last seen on 10th Street in Prattville around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He was wearing blue jeans, a blue and white shirt, and a black baseball hat. He has several health conditions. If you know where he is, call Prattville Police. A woman who said she dated Roy Moore as a teenager is asking a judge to resolve Moore's defamation lawsuit against her as he begins a new Senate campaign. Lawyers for Debbie Wesson Gibson filed a motion this week after a lost Senate race in 2017. Moore sued Gibson and others who said Moore pursued romantic and sexual relationships with them when they were teens and he was in his 30s. First Baptist Church in Prattville is open for service after a stomach virus impacted some adult members of the church. The church canceled the rest of its Vacation Bible School. The building was thoroughly cleaned and disinfected. Church leaders say the virus was not foodborne. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. No surprises in the forecast as we go through this last weekend in June. Still, there is a risk you can encounter an isolated storm. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Saturday will be hot, but there will be scattered relief. A few extra storms on the radar, so your chances are slightly better. Otherwise, partly sunny, hot, low to mid-90s both days, lows at night in the low 70s. The first day of July, Monday, is hot, high 95, and Tuesday's high 96. There will only be widely scattered storms for the lucky towns. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
You know, most of us wake up every morning with a gift. It's all of our fingers and toes, full mobility, and the stuff that we kind of take for granted. But thanks to the gang at Gulf States Mobility, there are people who thought because they came home a wounded warrior or were in a car wreck or some other type of accident that they would never be able to drive again. They would be forever dependent on somebody else to help them live their life. Thanks to the technologies at Gulf States Mobility, many of those folks are back driving. They've taken back that part of their life. A home that looked like it would have to be sold. I can't use it. Well, they do chairlifts for stairs, ramps, rails. Gulf States Mobility has made those homes livable, safely accessible again, diminishing the risk of any further injury. And for those who can drive but must get around by wheelchair, the end of trying to get a wheelchair loaded into a vehicle by yourself is now over. The MV1, also available at Gulf States Mobility with one button touch. Ramp comes down, the driver wheels in, locks into position, and is on their way. It's restoring choice to lives that have been affected by the worst possible set of circumstances. That's what they do every day at Gulf States Mobility. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson not only do a great job, but they've been working with the VA, government agencies, insurance companies. They're fighters for the people that are their clients. You can reach Gulf States Mobility at 514-6590. If you don't have any, please look them up and like them on Facebook for the work they do.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip a Mouth with Farts, and I approve this message.
You know, I thought of Gil Fulbright or filling my mouth with farts when I was watching the Democratic debate because of all these, like, the great populist message, we're going to take on the corporate power of the United States. I'm like, no, you're going to create a more symbiotic relationship for the corporate power of the United States with the federal government. Yep. Give me a break.
Exactly.
Give me a break. But here, this is, I'm on this Marianne Williamson thing, and this is why I think she won the internet. It was Tulsi Gabbard the first night, Marianne Williamson the witch, the spiritual guru of Oprah.
Well... Marie Laveau.
Yeah. Sometimes we need a guru, Joey.
Yeah, I mean, I thought she was going to sell that to the... Well, she kind of went into her, like, hypnotist spiel here at the end. This is her closing remarks. They all got, like, 45 seconds or a minute to close. This is what she had to say. It was interesting.
We're going to talk more tonight about how we're going to beat Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I have an idea about Donald Trump.
Oh,
Donald Trump is not going to be beaten just by insider politics talk. He's not going to be beaten just by somebody who has plans. He's going to be beaten by somebody who has an idea what this man has done. This man has reached into the psyche of the American people, and he has harnessed fear for political purposes. So, Mr. President, if you're listening, I want you to hear me, please. You have harnessed fear for political purposes, and only love can cast that out. So I have a feeling you know what you're doing. I'm going to harness love for political purposes. I will meet you on that field. And, sir, love will win. Enjoying, thank you.
I will meet you on that field.
And throw my crystals at you.
I will dance with you in the six-sided ring of fire.
We're going to throw love into the arena. Love. I was getting this just hit me, a weird vibe of, like, the, you know, original Ghostbusters, like, I am the keymaster.
Yeah.
Are you the gatekeeper?
She's kind of got that bop-wa-wop-offs.
Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm. Sound, too.
I saw somebody refer to it as the 70s California accent, and that's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so strange.
She's got that. She has that, like, I'm a weirdo energy. Like, I bet she lives in Malibu.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. She's definitely selling books.
Oh, yeah,
and
no doubt.
Actually, I thought she was the most effective. Straightforward.
And a lot of it is that she can string two sentences together coherently.
Yeah.
Did you notice, too, though? She says, respectfully, she calls him Mr. President. I'm telling you, like, Trump, this is what's going to happen. It's going to be the ultimate, but it's going to be a face turn, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump is going to take her message, and he's going to say, enough with the heart of darkness. We're all love now.
Yes. Just he's going to straight just baby face.
Just watch.
And I'm becoming Wiccan.
No, he's not going to do that.
Love.
She's a little,
love is
she's
all around.
She's still a little kooky, but she's correct. We still need more love in this world.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Indeed you are, Donald. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I would love that, actually, for a face turn.
It would rule, wouldn't it?
It would be great. It's like, I love all the immigrants. I really do. Now, I was expecting Buttigieg last night.
No one is better at love than me.
Right?
I love better than anyone else.
Ask Stormy Daniels or any of my wives.
What was her name? McDougal? Yeah.
The horse face one.
Right, yeah.
No, wait, the not horse face one. That terrible crooked lawyer Michael Cohen paid off.
I wish the Stormy Daniels story was true. I don't know if it is, but just story is so good that it's not even really much of a knock on the president.
Dude, no, that's why he put a stop to it.
Here's the thing. It's 1,000% true.
It has
but
to
who
be.
Cares?
Right. I don't care. It made me like Trump more. Yeah. It's like they're
Correct.
Sitting there talking. He's like showing her a magazine cover like Fortune where it's him on the cover and she...
You spanked me with that.
Yeah, and she like rolled it up.
Spanked me with myself.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
I mean...
I think Dave's empathizing there. He's like, you know, I can do that.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, man, is that like... They say youth is wasted on the young.
Yeah.
Like, money's wasted on the rich.
Yes.
Like, go have some fun with it.
Right.
Be dumb. You know, just like throw money, like literally act like Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack, which is kind of what Trump does. Well, dresses kind of garishly, insults everybody. You know,
all in one photo, it's summed up.
Throws money.
The one where he's in the all-white, I think it's a all-white suit, and he's got no shoes on. He's barefoot, sitting in this ridiculous, ornate swan throne.
Yes.
That is using money.
He's on the Iron Throne.
It's so good. It's just so good. Good God, there are so many ads.
That's why he's got Melisandre in the race over there.
The Lord of Light.
I have to come back. I'm destined to die on this godforsaken continent, and so are you.
Yeah, she really is going to, like, tempt somebody into bed and throw leeches on them and use their blood for some sort of weird sacrifice for victory in battle.
Well?
That's love.
Well?
That's she's love. Got some jars of freeze-dried stuff.
I just hope she didn't give birth.
Oh, to a demon or something, like some shadow demon.
That'd be kind of weird.
Good Lord, I mean it. We do have a lot of ads. We got to hit another break here. Listen to Happy Hour. I don't know what we're doing, but I'm having fun doing it. We'll be right back.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Bigger. Better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off their already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
At the Home Depot, warmer days means it's time to add Vigoro colored mulch to your landscape. Right now, get 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro mulch helps soil retain moisture and comes in shades of red, brown, or black. If you're looking for a healthier garden and more curb appeal, you're getting warmer. Today is the day for doing with red, white, and blue savings on Vigoro colored mulch. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 60 per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last. Continental U.S. only.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Our traffic's moving along pretty well for a Friday afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems for you there. If you use any of the 31s to get home, there's a lot of cars rolling with you, so just be careful out there. The boulevard is loaded up with traffic this afternoon, so be careful as you approach the intersections. There's also a big crowd on Taylor Road between Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road, and we also see quite a large crowd on Fairview around I-65. Let's be careful and get our weekend started safely. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sunday. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
If you see lights flickering around the house or a humming noise that seems to be coming from nowhere in particular, those are not situations to be ignored. But who do you call? You know, when you need an electrician, who's your go-to electrician? We finally have that person for you here in town. His name is Mr. Electric. Now, obviously, Mr. Electric is a team of master certified electricians, top-notch, who, when they make an appointment to come to your house to check out what seems to be a problem, to install a ceiling fan, a light fixture, whatever it is you need. They installed my Ring doorbell system for me. I let them do everything because they're so good at it. And when they say they're going to be there at 2 o'clock, guess what? That's when the doorbell rings. They clean any debris that's created from an installation or a repair. And by the way, when they come over and assess the situation that you need addressed, they give you a price, and that's what you pay. No surprises, no games. Top-notch electricians, great business ethics at Mr. Electric. Jot the number down, 269-8886. You may not need it today or tomorrow, but you may need it soon. You won't have to think about who to call. Or visit them and learn more about this great company at MrElectric.com.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. We're just going to hit this call right before the top of the hour break because Bob has been patient. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how you doing today?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, this morning, on the way into work, I listened to this show called Coast to Coast, which is on your station.
Yeah,
and, yeah. Coast to Coast.
Really good.
Yeah, I mean, we're all maniacs. We know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really great topic. You never know what they're going to have on there. But today, they had this gentleman on there, an expert with the U.S.-Russian relations. And he brought up a very interesting fact about history. You know, this past June 6th, we celebrated the 75th anniversary of the Normandy invasion and the our greatest generation.
Mm-hmm.
But he brought up an important point. He said none of that would have been a success if it wasn't for the Russians and what they did to the Germans on the Eastern Front.
Oh, yeah, correct.
And because there were really no German divisions to actually defend the invasion of the mainland. And this past year, when Trump was over there giving his speech, and many claim that to be his greatest speech so far as our president, Putin wasn't even invited. And that was a slap in the face to Putin and to the Russian people. You know, I don't know if you know much about Putin, but they suffered greatly.